asthma in this chair. Effluent to AIDS here. Wilson and his foreign secretary here. And here, Kosygin. Is the chair in line with the picture? Check with me.
A little bit to the left.
So, now he's in a straight line with the picture.
He must hurry.
Tell me, why do you do this, a woman?
Because I believe also that a certain man must die.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness. Tonight, painted in red.
Try some of the aftershave.
Is that what it is? I thought maybe you were opening a harem, New York style. Sleep okay?
Yep. You?
Some. I've been down to the office already. The car's downstairs. Are you going to be long?
Only as long as it takes me to fix this necktie. And get my coat on. Nothing come up?
Nope.
Looks like it's gonna be an easy day.
Do me a favor, Lee, huh? Don't say that. It's like inviting a deluge. Oh, there's a letter from Sam. Seems like Fran suits her. Lucky girl.
Hold it, Johnny.
Huh?
Look at the door. Is it opening?
Yeah. The knob's turning slowly. How in the... Whoever's coming in is gonna be... Stand where you are or I shoot.
Mr. Masters, I must speak with you. I have heard of you.
What do you want? Frisk him, Johnny.
All right,
who are you? How'd you know I live here?
I have watched. Please, we must talk. It is of most importance, Mr. Masters.
Johnny, try him again.
Okay. Yeah, Aiden should try getting up in the mornings.
Ames, what do you want, Lee?
Johnny here, Mr. Ames. Eat your crunchies this morning?
What?
Can it, Johnny? Ask him to meet us.
Now listen, Johnny. At this time... time.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Ames. I was just feeling skittish. Hey, that's a great word. Huh? No, seriously, can you meet us at our office? It's urgent.
So what's wrong? You don't come here to my house or to my office.
Give me the phone, Johnny. Ames?
Yeah?
Lee here. It's urgent. We'd come to you, but it'll take longer. And I can't explain on the phone. Get Cavendish of CIA, too.
What's cooking?
We'll be there in 10 minutes. Thanks, Ames. Johnny?
Okay, already. Sorry. But, you know, this is something like from the movies. Enter the villain. Small, dirty, unshaven, wearing his grandfather's suit. Spins an improbable story. Exits fast, the soles of his shoes flapping as he runs.
I'd better write Sam. Tell her to stop describing her vacation to you. Makes you too, skittish.
Yeah, you better. Lee, if this can be believed, if this guy...
Kennedy was assassinated.
Yeah, by a nut, but this...
You know what it could mean, Johnny? The world war we've been expecting since 1945.
If we can believe this guy.
I believe him.
Okay, so for this you get through to me on the private line.
Ames, can we hear what Cavendish says?
Oh, that's what he's here for. Tony?
Yeah, I reckon you've got out the wrong side of the bed this morning. All right, let's take it from the beginning. This guy comes to you, Lee, tells you the Chinese commies he thinks are going to assassinate Kosygin at the next summit meeting in Paris. Okay, that sounds reasonable. He won't tell you his source of information, reasonable again. And he does the bunk, leaving you holding the baby, Lee.
Right.
Yeah, so Kosygin gets himself bumped off, huh? So what? Well, let the communist world knock itself off. It's what we've been waiting for in a long time. We stand back, count the atom bombs as they drop.
Ames, it could extend to the free world.
Oh, we're stronger than they are. Our safeguards are better.
Well, that's not the danger, is it, Cavendish?
Okay, so what is?
I'm on the outside, Ames, like you and Johnny here. Huh. I don't know yet what's behind it. But I suspect anything, and I look inside a story. I don't believe it's a straight China-Russia thing. Don't ask me why. I couldn't answer you.
Well, you'd be wise. Ever heard of the true communists?
No.
Nothing's been published about them, but I thought maybe word might have crept down to you in the FBI. The true communists are a splinter group in Russia of the Communist Party. They're very strong. They believe that since Khrushchev... Russia has left the path of Marx and Lenin, that China is more truly communist now than Russia itself. They believe Kosygin and his buddies to be too friendly to the capitalist world. Get it?
You mean they could be planning to kill Kosygin?
Could be, Johnny. Incidentally, we have some here, too.
So, we put China to one side. If a new, harder, more insensate party got in Russia...
Perhaps war against the free world. An alliance with China could do that. Just that. Get me?
Are you serious, Cavendish?
I'm always serious. Like Lee here, I don't yet know, but... I don't go for this assassination as being planned by China. They're not strong enough. Yet. One day they will be, but not yet.
And this little guy that came to us?
I don't know where he got his information... But he knows an attempt will be made.
Lee, why didn't you bring him with you?
Possibly because he was out that door and off before Johnny could stop him.
Ames? Huh? Oh? When? Yeah. He said what? Oh, well, his name, eh? Okay, thanks.
Maybe I could, answer my own phone next time.
Huh? Oh, sorry. Well, I was Hartman. A little guy was run down in the street near where you live, Lee. Larry. Didn't leave much of him except an imprint on the tar. Before he died, he said your name.
Lee?
Look how much's left of him at the mortuary.
Let's go see.
Here you are, sir. This is exactly what you need. Take one now. That's all you need.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You know, Johnny, it's a matter of willpower. Just tell yourself you won't be airsick, and you won't.
Yeah? Well, after that meal I had last night, I'd rather play it safe.
Can you see our contact yet?
Oh, Lee, Central Intelligence can handle this. I mean, I know Cavendish asked if we wanted in, but...
That's exactly why we're going to Paris. Be a change from the usual.
Want to bet we don't get time to see even the leader?
Yeah. The summit meeting is in a few days' time.
Lee, what are we doing helping the Russians? I mean, can't they look after Kosygin?
Mostly, yeah. Maybe they don't know about this attempt.
Look, if we know, they must know.
No, it doesn't follow. Have you ever heard of the true communists?
Not until Cavendish told us.
Exactly. Russia cannot tell the world that they're not united on a common front. They cannot admit they fear an alliance between the splinter group and Chinese communists. So they've kept quiet. And they must be trying to deal with the true communists. But they needn't know of the attempt to assassinate Kosygin. In fact, stands to reason it'll be a job engineered outside Russia by parties in sympathy with the new thinking.
And we're doing their dirty work for them? That's crazy.
Nothing's crazy, Johnny, if it stops a third world war.
There you are. Jack, see you through all right. I'm coming along with you, by the way. Not that I think you can't handle it, Lee. Someone pretty high up should come by and pick up the pieces.
Sure.
Your plane will be leaving soon. Exactly on time. Have a pleasant journey.
Well, thanks, honey.
What's the matter, Johnny? Having trouble digesting that pill?
Sitting over there.
High windows.
Medium.
Well, nothing will get through this window. It's armored glass. And no high buildings around anyway.
I think the attempt will be made just before the summit meeting or just after. Nothing can happen to Kosygin in here. Are you through, Lee?
Yeah, just about. How many Russian bodyguards?
A couple of dozen, I'm told. Same for Wilson of Great Britain. Same for Pompidou of France.
Plus our guys?
Yeah. Each head of state will be traveling in a protected car. All buildings surrounding this hall have been cleared. The usual precaution, of course.
Cavendish, you said just before or just after the meeting?
When else?
Oh, I reckon we'll pick them up easily.
Unless they've infiltrated somewhere. Our delegation's clean.
Russian?
Who knows?
And if you tell the Russians? And the French? And the British?
Yeah, can you imagine it? We'd step over each other, get in each other's way.
Why not just tell the Russians, I mean? Let them do some work. After all, it's the Reds that are trying us on.
The really Red Reds, you mean, Johnny? It's not that simple. There'd be repercussions. How could we possibly know of the attempt? Maybe we planned it, but backed off at the last moment and are telling the Russians only to wipe our own noses clean in case the word leaks out later. No, it's difficult.
So we settle it ourselves.
You settle it, Lee. That's why you're here.
To the front of the conference hall. It won't be guarded. Not yet. Leave me there. You come back in 2 hours.
Lee, what's the matter? We don't use Cavendish? Huh?
I never let my right hand know what my left's doing. When you get back, go to the room. I'll be there for most of the 2 hours. Tell Cavendish I'm asleep if he calls.
Will he come?
Maybe. And I don't want to be interrupted. Now, Cavendish told me the conference hall was 60 feet long, equidistant from the door in the center. I've walked about 30 feet. Let me feel these wall panels again. Wait. Along the edges of this one. Fits. Unevenly. Anyone around? Push it open. Now, to put the panel back again. And inside, a little compartment at one end of the conference hall, facing the seat to be taken by the Russian premier.
He should be back by now. No, no answer. Tell me again, who is he, Lee?
Rick Davidson. Before you joined me in FBI, Johnny. A good man. So good he got into Central Intelligence.
I stopped knocking the FBI.
Espionage work excited him. Yeah, he's been here in Paris 3 years.
And you're gonna use him?
Yeah, yeah. He'll keep his mouth shut.
Where do I come in,
You'll be with me. Downstairs, outside the hall, day after tomorrow. Waiting.
And he'll be inside, in the compartment you found, huh? How did you guess it would be there, Lee,
Stood to reason. You gave me the lead, Johnny. When I asked you back here at the hotel if there were any big pictures in that conference hall.
Yeah, the one of Napoleon crossing the Alps.
By Jacques-Louis David. Napoleon, on a horse, pointing forward, with his eyes burning, looking straight out at you. Forget about the Kennedy assassination, Johnny. Forget about bombs being planted or dropped. Think of one of the oldest ways used since assassination began.
I get it. A shot through the eyes of the picture. The eyes. I thought they looked odd. They'd been cut out, Lee.
Yeah. That compartment is right behind the picture. In the wall are two small holes. They'll correspond with Napoleon's eyes in the picture. Someone will shoot through either hole in the wall. The bullet will travel and kill Kosygin. The picture and the holes are angled that way.
Shouldn't we tell Cavendish? He asked about you. Came up to the room here just before I left to pick you up.
We'll tell him. Later. Try Davidson's number again, Johnny. Okay.
All this has been cleared, Lee, with Cavendish?
Of course. And he wants no publicity.
Naturally. Okay, when you pick me up?
Tomorrow night, Rick. You'll be spending the night inside that compartment. Be armed. And don't forget the two-way radio. Johnny here will call round for you at 8.
Look, Lee, can't you give me some more information? I mean, okay, so you want to stop someone being bumped off there at the summit meeting. But who?
Cavendish wants it. Kept quiet, Rick.
Okay. Gee, I haven't been a strong arm since... since I left the FBI.
Yeah. I trust you're not out of practice.
Lee, can you hear me? Checking. Checking. Come on in, over.
Coming over loud and clear, Rick. Anything?
Nope. The conference is going full swing. Boy, are they talking their heads off. Guess they have to. Not often the heads of state get together to plead peace. Over.
They only have today, Rick. Not that I believe they'll get anywhere. Now, don't forget... when you've taken whoever comes into that apartment, watch inside the conference room. Tell me who leaves. Over.
Okay, Lee. I'll contact you again when it's all happened. How long do I have to stick it out in here? Okay, I'll get back a little. Like this. No, you don't, Buster. What? A dream. Let me get a torch on this. Okay, that's better.
What are you doing here?
Just what I was going to ask you, baby.
Let me go. Let me go.
Oh, no, you don't. Guess I'll have to... tie you up and gag you like this. Okay. Lee, this is Rick. A dame just came in here with a gun. I've got it tied up. I'm looking through the eye holes, like you said. No one's leaving the room yet. I can see Nixon and Agnew, and there's Wilson and Kosygin shaking his head. And next to Nixon is Rick A. and Cavendish. Cavendish is looking worried, mopping his brow like he's hot or waiting for something to happen.
Conference ends in half an hour. Rick has got the trigger. Whoever's behind this will move now, Johnny. You heard Rick say Cavendish has left the hall.
Hang on, Lee. Someone coming out. Cavendish. Standing at the entrance. Wait, he's signaled someone. Two guys. They've joined him.
Start the motor, Johnny.
Cavendish should be inside the conference room.
Exactly. What are they doing?
Crossing over. About to cross the street.
Johnny, run Cavendish down.
Huh?
That's an order.
Okay.
That's how it was, Lee. That broad got into the compartment from the corridor, like you did when you discovered it?
Yeah. You heard the dame squeal. And we managed to pick them all up. In Paris, anyway.
And Kosygin got back to Moscow okay. Tony Cavendish, huh? I guess he underrated you, Lee.
It happens.
When did you suspect him?
I didn't. Oh, I was a little suspicious, sure. Why should the assistant head of Central Intelligence want to come along personally? But it was nothing to go on.
And yet you knew he'd come out and try and shoot Kosygin down as he walked out after the conference?
Oh, I didn't know Cavendish would come out, Johnny. Whoever came out when the trigger didn't gun down Kosygin from behind that picture had to be in on it. And Cavendish was run down by a hit-and-run driver. Pity. So far away from home, too.
It wasn't pleasant.
What's pleasant, Johnny? Be content. With what that dame gave us, we can get on to all the true communists in the States. In fact, everywhere else, too.
And that little guy who started all this?
He was one of them. He wanted out. He got it.
Oh, Mr. Masters, a message from the captain, sir. New York has radioed through, and Mr. Ames will be there to meet you, sir. It's important, apparently. He needs you for something.
Yeah, like always. Ah, thank you.
Back to work again. Oh, can I have a Ryan soda, please?
Of course.
Make it two, would you? We're celebrating an event that didn't happen.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Beek.